Travel Talk with visitkilkenny.ie. More to explore outdoors in Kilkenny this summer.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed, it's always a pleasure to have you back. And as we continue our, I suppose, primarily staycation series, really, for obvious reasons, and we talked about the tourism master plan for the River Shannon a few weeks back, which I'm very much looking forward to. But there's another one now. And this, I think, well, they're hailing it as a, and I quote here, a game changer for outdoor tourism and leisure. And this is the launch of a 12 million euro Royal Canal Greenway, 130 kilometres.
Yeah, Carol, this is absolutely amazing, really, when you think about it, right? Because what it's doing is it's opening up again, the 225-year-old canal, all the beautiful arched bridges, the 33 locks, the harbours, the heritage buildings. You can imagine all these beautiful things dotted through the kind of farmland and waterside towns, for example, like Mullingar, Enfield. It starts in Maynooth and continues all the way along to Clondara in County Longford. So a really, really nice, amazing kind of a meandering pathway where you can cycle and walk. And what's very interesting, Karen, I know we're just coming out of the, you know, 5 kilometer lockdown, etc. But it's really hoped, Carol, that these historical new towpaths are going to open up domestic tourism in these four counties through which it's passing: Kildare, Meath, Westmeath, and, as I said, Longford. And they've invested 12 million in this. Waterways Ireland, of course, behind it, in conjunction with the different counties that are working with them as well. And you know, one thing that I noticed about greenways, rebooted greenways, like Limerick rebooted their one, they'll be launching it later in the year as well. 63.5 million, imagine, was allocated. Wow. But one thing about the greenways I've noticed, Carl, is people are very polite on these greenways, right? I was trying out one of them recently, and what, you know, I've never seen myself as a very kind of professional cyclist or anything, and I haven't really gone on any massive cycle trips, you know, around Dublin sort of thing. But when I was younger, I'd go off fishing and we'd be gone for the day, and you'd cycle to the Shornock River and on the bike, and you'd be gone from early morning. But what's lovely about this, Carl, is that everybody has their dogs on leashes. People are polite. It seems to attract quite a nice group of people, which is quite interesting, you know, and I found it very, the whole thing was a very nice experience. Now, as I said, they just launched it all there near the end of March. So, but it's really, really lovely. And what I think it's going to do is it's going to really, as I said earlier, it's going to get people up and outdoors as well. And of course, great for exercise, which is really fantastic. Yeah. You know?
And of course, it's something I think that we're all more and more into now for obvious reasons, because we've had to be. And I think that people have rediscovered, or maybe even discovered for the first time, that they actually really do enjoy being outdoors, and they enjoy cycling and running and walking. And this just sounds absolutely fabulous. And I'm reading about it here, Ed, and it says here that the Greenway will also include the bulk of the 165 kilometre National Famine Way, which, as we talked about before, launched last year, and follows the footsteps of 1,490 emigrants known as the Missing 1490, who walked from Strokestown in County Roscommon to the docks here in Dublin in 1847. And that's going to be a very interesting one to do.
Yeah, that is really interesting, Carl, because that National Famine Way, it's a self-guided trail, you know, detailing the ill-fated journey, as you said, of the 1,490 famine emigrants who walked from Strokestown to the famine ships in Dublin in 1847 at the height of the Irish famine. And I know a lot of people, Carl, that are chomping at the bit to do this walk. What's really interesting as well about it is you're walking this, the kind of history of it, and you're, it's a beautiful, I mean, you're going through some beautiful countryside here as well, really safe recreation, and it's a lovely option. And the trailheads along that way, Carl, as well, are really, really nice, I suppose, and in a way, they're doing Strokestown all the way to Custom House Quay here, where they actually have the symbol there. They have the statues there as well, of course, of the famine. It's really, really wonderful. One thing, Carl, that there's a huge growth in this year, because people are really planning, and I was chatting to a few travel journalists, people working in different newspapers and stuff, they were all saying late summer, autumn, winter, definitely with the way things are going, vaccination, passports, etc., people are starting to get planning again. And walking holidays, Carol, has been one of the top sellers. Even the Camino Way in Spain, people are booking for. Traditionally, it would always have been really popular in September, even into early October. And again, very busy for people that are hoping, they really are hoping that they're going to be able to do it. So it'll be wonderful to be able to do it here. And how lovely it'll be to be able to walk this gorgeous way. And the Royal Canal, I mean, it brings memories, you know, of, you know, a great era in sort of history here in Dublin and around Kildare and Meath and, of course, into Longford. It'll be a really, really lovely experience, and people can do it now, of course.
And you know what? It'll be great for local communities as well, who have been reeling as a result of the pandemic and lost revenues. And this will, you know, it will help with jobs and it will help with creating
Absolutely.
New business and all the rest of it. So it's just a wonderful thing. I can't wait to get on it now, I have to say. It's right up my street.
Carol, just to throw out a few websites there, intokildare.ie have done some great work on their section there as well. Waterways Ireland, of course, .ie, that's the one that you get all the information is on there. Waterways Ireland, sorry, .org, Carol. And what you mentioned there, nationalfamineway.ie as well. There's great information on there. And what's lovely, I mean, if you take, even for example, Carol, taking there the Kildare one, I mean, there's some gorgeous places. When things open up again domestically, you'll be able to stay in the likes of Carton House if you want to treat yourself. And there's beautiful places that you can stay along the way. And there's great deals coming out, I saw there earlier as well. So, you know, that'll be really, really nice. You could make a real holiday of it, you know, which would be super, not just a day out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. And before we finish, I just want to bring to your attention, because no doubt about it, as we've spoken about at length before too, is that the tourism industry have been very severely knocked as a result of the pandemic. And there are many people who work within the industry who have been forced to kind of reinvent themselves and just get creative. And this actually really tickled me. And I know we can't go to Cork at the moment, but Kinsale is one of my favourite places in the country. So when we can, I'll certainly be heading back down there. So tell us about the guy who's converted. What has he converted a horse box to? Well, it's kind of a new sort of foodie venture down there. I love the idea of this.
It's wonderful. The gourmet capital of Ireland, Carol. So the Nag's Head. Yeah, this is the brainchild of Jonathan Wallace. Now, Jonathan has a wealth of experience in hospitality and food. And what he's done is, now he's been in Hong Kong, the Caribbean, everywhere, you name it. He's been in all these fancy hotels. But he's converted this rice horse box into a gourmet foodie experience, which I think is absolutely fabulous. He's called it the Nag's Head. And that's both a nod to the horse box itself, but also to invoke sort of memories of gastropub fare. And what he's doing is all sorts of things like classic Nag, special Nag, sweet Nag. He's got all these cool names and very, very interesting local food, Carl, that he's using, like Brandon Vale cheddar, Quigley's Prime, Gammon Ham, all these lovely local produce. You know, for people that love down in Kinsale, early morning swims, it's a great place for that, for a bit of surfing, cycling. So when you want to refuel after your exercise and things, he's doing that sort of stuff. And he's even got local coffee, Carol, from Mars in Cork, the quality coffee, which is great. I'll put a few pictures up, Carol, of it. You'll see he's done a great job on what he's done with the horse box. It looks like Wonderly Wagon used to look like years ago, with gorgeous food.
Well, let's hope it doesn't take off then, Ed. That's all I can say. I mean, like, literally take off.
Yeah, absolutely. 40. And it's thenagsheadkinsale.com. Thenagsheadkinsale.com. And I think he does private hire and weddings. I don't know who's going to be doing the wedding, Carl. Very ambitious of Jonathan there. Maybe he's a few of them on tap coming along.
Well,
the
you have to start anyway. Somewhere, don't you? Well, more power to him.
And very innovative, out of the traps thinking there, Jonathan. Out of the stalls, should I say, yeah.
Oh, well done, Ed. Well done. And as I said, very much look forward to the chance or the opportunity of getting, well, going anywhere, actually, I have to say, but Kinsale will certainly be on.
Oh, yeah, Carol.
List. I love
and
it.
Garrettstown Beach, of course, beautiful down Absolutely there. And, you beautiful. Know, the old head of Kinsale, etc.
Oh, listen, I could talk about County Cork for a long time, and not even because I love you so much, Ed, but I do love your home county, that is for sure.
Thank you, Carl.
All right, Ed, thank you for that as always, and sure, we'll have you back again next week, I guess, for more great chat.
Absolutely, all the best, Carl.
Travel Talk with visitkilkenny.ie. More to explore outdoors in Kilkenny this summer. Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.